Lama Zomba Chumden De De Jin Shepa Da Chuan Ba Yang Da Parazu Damba Da Vara Shepa Chidin Jemba Chivu Hunde Ve Galo Chu Meba La Da Minam De Tumba Sanje Chumden De Pancha Va Shetya Tuba La Cha Sa La Chu Jeo Lama Tumba Chumden De De Jin Shepa Da Chumba Yang Da Parazu Ribadan Shazu Dhamban Dhavara Shepa Chikdin Jinpa Chivun Tivekala Ameva Lata Minan Chidun Pasan Chishimni Yava Shajya Tupala Chazala Chudu Chazu Chivu Lama Dhamba Chimden Dejin Shepa Chumba Yangta Parazu Sazu Dhamba Dhavara Shepa Chidin Jinpa Chivun Tivekala Ameba Lata Minam De Tumba Asan De Chumden De Shajya Tuba Ala Chaza Ala Chaza Chaza Chiyo Zekani Zubo Chitam Zesachin Dila Kumbha Jambu Nanyi Chitin Dina Chokchi Sunti Zekeba Gyalai Chas Dila Kumbha Chutu Sutawa Yishin Jasu Siti Lumbha Chabha Chitin Sumna Lameba Kumbha Chuni Jola Chasa Sido Dhamba Chimin Dhavi Chasito Dhava Chola Chasa Dachura Sipa Suma Chinyami Gichin Chola Chasa
Mubo Tichi
Chitimba Tamchi Chimbi Tumba Pusuna Yundin Chasa Tichi Chola Chasa Dhavi
Tichi Chodriwa
Yekewe Nisun Liru Chichito Dhuda Chukyu Wa Shikyu Chola
Chasa
Dhamme Dhavi Layan Dhalaba Dhala Rabdu Nishinke Tambaya
Gita
Layan Chazalu
Sangye
Chala Chazalu Dibye Chula Chazalu
Gita Chela Chazalu
Sumla Tadu Gucha
Chase Uba
Tamche La Shindu Kunye Chanye Jelu Dabai
Nambundu Chodu Dibye Chazalu
Do not commit any unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action and subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So this would be good to remind that As I mentioned yesterday, the Japji Kite Sajar Rinpoche explained that it contains the Four Noble, it expresses the true suffering, true cause of suffering, and cessation of suffering, and true cessation of the suffering, and true path. So the subdue one's mind, this is the teaching of Buddha. So, so it's good to remember that. This is what I. This is you see what Buddha advised. The heart of the practicing Buddha Dharma. So this is what I should do every day life. Subdue one's own mind. Take care. Take care of one's own mind. subdue one's mind means take care of one's mind. So it means that we take care of your own life. Take care, look after your life. Take care. So that's what it means. So when you do not subdue your mind, you are not looking after yourself. You're not looking after yourself. So then it becomes you're not taking care of yourself, then not looking after yourself, then they become then it becomes the one's own life in danger, engaging in unwholesome actions and so they continue samsara, continue rebirth and continue reincarnation samsara, and all the sufferings, experience all the sufferings as one has been experiencing from beginningless rebirth, in particular the lower realm sufferings for that. For so many eons, so that so when you don't look after yourself, when you don't take care of your mind, when you don't subdue your mind, then you see that's the danger. So harm to yourself and harm other sentient beings who are numberless, and directly or indirectly. So in our everyday life, I think I mentioned also yesterday, but when we practice guru devotion, that is up to one's mind. Abandoning of this, to cease this, impure mind, the impure mind, the harmful mind, the impure mind, looking at it, ordinary being, having mistakes, having delusion, having suffering, having the mistakes and action. So what you say? So forth. That becomes an obstacle to achieve realization. Full enlightenment, to benefit of other sentient beings, and also to benefit to yourself. So that become an obstacle to fulfill your wishes for happiness. So keeping the mind in positive, pure, free from all the mistakes and having all the qualities and the Buddha. See, then by looking at it with the effort, with all the effort, then you see as a result, you see Buddha. So the so that become cause to that becomes so that devotion become cause. To receive blessings of the Guru, blessings of the Guru, blessings of all the Buddhas. Then that becomes a cause to achieve realizations from perfect image birth, from beginning of the path up to enlightenment. It's hard, didn't. Not only that, then to be able to liberate, to be able to perfect work to us, is able to liberate numberless sentient beings from the Narak, hunger ghost, realm, animal realm, hell, the human beings realm, Sura, Sura, so that savings. So numbers, able to liberate numbers and demons from materialism. So from oceans of samsara and suffering, and they bring them in the full enlightenment. So that's what see most unbelievable, the advantage which we have from that thought. So what the benefits you get is taking care of yourself in that way, taking care of yourself in dharma, and relating to the first one, lamrim, the you know, for guru person, so that then same. subduing one's mind, you see, from the subduing the attachment to this life and future life, you see, samsara professions, samsara pleasure, samsara professions, then you see, transforming the mind into renunciation, into contentment, into renunciation, you see. The free mind, healthy, free mind, you know, detached mind to samsara. Professions, some sort of pleasure, so forth, you see. Then that, you see, able to achieve the ultimate happiness, blissful state of peace for oneself forever, and free forever from the oceans of some sort of suffering and causes, forever. So that is, it is that benefit of subduing mind, you know, by the practicing the transform mind into this healthy, free, this detached mind, you see, undisturbed mind by the attachment, you see, to that. So this is what you get, and then this is what you get, and then you are. Then also you are able to liberate others from oceans of samsara suffering with your experience. So that you see. Then subduing the mind subduing the mind by maintaining on emptiness, you know, by maintaining practice mindfulness in daily life, studying teachings on emptiness. The lamrim, the section, the last section on emptiness, the six parameters on emptiness, and the special insight, lakdong, on the emptiness. Then before that, karma abiding. Then there are many other teachings which are studied, which are teachings are taught here, the center, by the teacher. Many other teachings on emptiness. So so that besides substituting, besides teachings on emptiness in the lamrim, besides that. So however, studying on those and learning, meditating, trying to get experience, and so daily life, practice mindfulness. Not only during meditation, sitting on the in your room, meditation cushion or the center and all that, but you see, practice mindfulness and during the busy life. During the busy life, remembering the teachings during busy life, teachings on emptiness, and then practice mindfulness. See that. So, see. So those verses, the quotations or reasonings. So there's so many reasonings. They expand Mata Mega. Lamrim. So, however, those remembering during the busy life and practice mindfulness in that. So there's a and not only leave it, not only it is a book, you know, you study the book, you understand what is, you understand what is saying, and that's an absolute intellectual understood, you see, just stop there, not that, you see, then the rest of the in the rest of your life or day, nothing, no connection, no, you see, that what you learned, you see, not used, and you see, and when especially negative emotional thought rises, that brings your life in great danger, to create heavy karma, destroying your own merits, other people's, other sentiments, merits, and the cause of enlightenment and you know, liberation from samsara and happiness, future lives. So cause of happiness, the merits, you see, destroy, you know, then it's not only creating cause of samsara again, but cause of lower realms, the most unbearable sufferings. So the so even human problems, human sufferings, we can't understand how we can bear the sufferings of the lower realms, the evil transmigrate beings, the Nendro, how can we bear those, you see, the most unbelievable suffering, see. So that's as then studied, then I say intellectual study, but you see then so maybe especially to use in the daily life the heart of the Buddhism, the measure of teaching Buddha, 84,000 teachings, in the, which comes, which embodied into three basket teachings, or the Hinayana, Paramitayana, Mahayana, Paramitayana, that's Sutta teaching. Then the Mahayana, Sikra Metabhajayana. Then that's embodied into Lamrim, the greater part of the lower capable being and general, greater part of the middle capable being and general, greater part of the higher capable being. And that comes to three, that embodied into the three principal aspects of the path to enlightenment. So then you see in the heart, the very heart of Buddhism, you see, and the very essence, heart of Buddhism, is the present and primary teachings, all those the 12 volumes, the boom, you know, I think 1,000 cents or something, so. And then Michi, the 3 volumes, 20,000 cents or something like that. Then 8,000 stanzas, the Jie Dongba, so one, so more condensed. Then you see, all that concentrated Heart Sutra, the Shed of Ningbo, the Heart Wisdom. So then all that condensed into the few syllables of the Shichin Yiginyu, the few syllables of the mantra. Lama Tama Tijipa Panjo Shatwa Tato Munimun Mamuni Soha Dewan. Then even that is condensed into one syllable. Into that, you see. Which it's a word in Sanskrit, negation. No phenomena has no phenomena has truly existence. No phenomena has truly existence. What I'm saying is that the way I action object, the way phenomena appear to us. You see, the way it appears to us. So all the phenomena is merely imputed. Every time merely I action object, all the phenomena, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, everything is merely imputed by mind. You see, but then right after the first second, you see, merely imputed by mind, and then right after that second, then you see, your past ignorance, by leaving negative imprint in the mind, and then decorated the hallucination, true existence, on the mere level of phenomena, you see. So then made everything real, made everything real to you, by your ignorance. Took everything appearing real, something real, in the sense existing from the side. So everything came from your ignorance. You are the king of the superstitious mind. King of the delusions, ignorance, you see. So, met the eye, immediately imputed by mind, but the next second appear something real eye, which is not there. Real action, see. Eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, real appearing from there, which is not there at all. And the object, see, food or road or whatever. What about objects, you see? All that, again, appear real one, which is merely labeled by mind, but they'll appear real one. Next, you see, so if that is put in the, different words, the truly existent or the, existing from the side or existing by nature, that, you see. So, you see, everything appear like that, which is not there. At all in reality. So all these exist but do not exist from its own side. Totally empty. So very simple. I'm not going to go over these things. So, practice of mindfulness in that, in the emptiness. While one's walking, while one's cooking, while one's writing, while one's shopping, while one's having a meeting, while one's fighting, while one's arguing. If you remember emptiness while you are arguing, while you are fighting, that's fantastic. Then suddenly you see. Because you studied, you should understand that I exist. Not that it doesn't exist, but it exists, but it's merely imputed by mind. So when you think of that, when you're meditating on that, you see, impossible to rise anger. No reason to rise anger at all when you meditate on that. You're not thinking, I, nihilism, do not exist at all. Not thinking that. You see, it exists, but it doesn't exist from its own side. So when you are maintaining middle way view, not nihilism, not eternalism, existing from the side, but you see, it exists by mind. So the empty thing, middle way view of the emptiness. So. So I would say, yeah. So anyway, when you think merely, when you think that when you're meditating on the, when you're meditating on the, you see, dependent arising, passing a skill view, dependent arising, the similar subtle dependent arising. So merely existing merely name meeting with your mind. So when you do that, when you meditate on that, see, so you don't, I say, you see, getting angry is totally, completely, totally nonsense. You know, you don't see any reason to get angry. Nothing caused us anger that time. See, nothing caused us anger that time. But when you forget that, when you do, when your mind distracted from that, then you see the believing this false I which is not there, you know, existing from inside, which is the real I, you see, which is not there at all, but then you see holding this is true, holding this is true, I mean, it really exists, then anger, then you see anger rises. Then you see anger rises to that person. Then you see, because that, you see, then this person, there's man cherishing this eye, believing this fall, you know, which is the fall, which is not there, but this is real, you see, really exists, and then that ignorance, and then it's a cherishing is this most important than numberless Buddha, Bodhisattva, numberless sentient beings, you see, among everybody, you know, you see, numberless beings, you see, this is the most important, you see, this, which is not there, you know, still is not there, it is not there at all. At all, not there. But you see, very funny. Is it very funny? So, you see, the which ignorance projected, you know, the hallucination existing from the side. You see, this hallucination projected on that. You see. So then, think this true. Then you see that, and then cherish this. Believe in the true ignorance, okay? Root of samsara, okay? Then after that, selfish, cherish this most, which is not there. Cherish this most. Then Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, numberless sentient beings, you see? Cherish this most, most important. But it's not there. But it's not there. Not there because if you look for, can't find. It's not there. The reason if you look for, can't find. So when you analyze, can't find. You see. So that's very funny. So if you really examine our mind, completely funny. Totally funny. Completely funny. It doesn't make any sense at all. Do you understand what I'm saying? Totally doesn't make sense. Yeah. Totally doesn't make sense at all. You know, but can you imagine? Doesn't make sense at all. But you see, but because we believe we're doing this, even though when you analyze, it's totally no sense at all. So you see, but we're doing believing we use our mind in this way, you know, believe this is true and then cherish this. So that's why so far we're not liberated from samsara. That's why we're suffering. That's why we, from beginningless, not from this life, not from birth time of this life, from beginningless rebirth, suffering right now. Because of that. So, see, unable to enlighten even one sentient being up to now, and then liberate, not only that, even unable to liberate from oceans of samsara suffering, see, even one sentient being, unable to that. You see, so unable to benefit others, you know, from ocean, or others, even one sentient being from oceans of samsara suffering. Because this self-cherishing thought, this selfish mind, you see, so that selfish mind believing has a cherishing I which is not there, which exists nowhere, you see, so that so you see, and then the before that, you know, which is not there, and then you see. What is projected by ignorance, then we see met eye something real appearing from there, and then entrusting on that, you see, it's true. So see there, yourself, no God met the thought root of samsara. That's ignorance, root of samsara, that one. You see? from where all the problem comes. So, say, even if we believe somebody doing black magic, well, the black magic came from your ignorance. Without that ignorance, if you don't create that ignorance, you don't see black magic. You don't receive any harm from others. So without that, there's no need karma. There's no need karma collected. So how you receive black magic from others? Nobody can harm. See, like the Buddha, you see, even before enlightenment, you know, this morning, you see, the millions, 10 million of Maras try to attack. But see, unable to harm. See, Buddha doesn't mean harm. So all of that. So the Arya beings, who remove the seed with delusion. You see, however, then no question that. See. So no cause, no delusions, no cause to receive harm from others. No delusions, no cause to receive harm from others. That's very important to know. Very important to know. No delusions, no cause to receive harm from others. So that means receiving harm from others is from your mind. It comes from your mind. So basically, what causes to receive harm from others is from your mind. Your ignorance, your selfish mind. So this thought, which is totally nonsense, you know, total nonsense. The thought, the ignorance. So something which is not there at all. You see, what exists, what is merely imputed by mind, but appearing from that, you see, existing something real one in the common language of the people in the world, common language, the real one. But it's however described existing from inside. So then the thought you let your mind hold on to that. Because not knowing that is false, then you let your mind, you see, and not knowing that is a false, and totally non-existent there, not knowing that, and also not being aware, just second before your mind immediately, no idea that. Oh, then you see. So you let your mind, you use your mind to believe it's true. You see, completely, you know, wrong concept, you see. Totally wrong concept, that's true. So, very funny, something, you see, root of samsara is very funny. Root of samsara, if you analyze, it's totally funny, you know, doesn't make sense, totally funny mind. So that, so, but you see, funny, totally senseless, there's no valid reason, you see. but, we're not having discovered this, so, you know, it's false, doesn't exist, empty, not even discovered that, and you see, we've been, fixed. Say, wrong, totally wrong, fixed idea. Totally wrong, fixed idea. Mind you, see. Belief from beginningless rebirth. Can you imagine? From begin, not only from this morning, from the birth. No, from beginningless rebirth. So the, that. So, so you see, so so this life, so this life, human having found a human body. Precious human body, especially perfect human body. Just about once. So, you see, there are, I don't know how many human beings on this earth, that is just this world. But you see, every human, everyone who found a human body doesn't mean opportunity to learn Buddha's teaching, learn about emptiness. Do not have. Most human beings do not have. Even the most Buddhist do not have opportunity to learn. To learn this. The most important thing in the life. To learn about yourself. Learn about yourself, your I. You see? So, you know, from beginningless rebirth, believing I. You see, which is meaning, but you know, appeared to the hallucinated mind, real one, okay? Truly, real one, see? And believe it is true. Oh, you see, really exists. So, from beginning, let's say, but. By hearing Buddha's teachings, by studying, meditating, you realize that you have been suffering from beginningless rebirth. You see, why you have been suffering from beginningless rebirth? Because of this concept, this ignorance. False, this ignorance, you see. Bring the false I to the real. You see, totally cheated yourself. Totally cheated all the time. From beginningless rebirth, you see, not only today, not only from birth, this ignorance, you let you use your mind, interesting, this is true. They cheated yourself. Continuously cheated yourself, you see. Not only from this morning, from birth, but life before, from beginningless rebirth, cheated yourself. Totally deceived yourself. Completely. So that's why they did not achieve enlightenment, did not achieve liberation from samsara, you see. Even the liberation from samsara did not achieve so far. even though numberless beings, other sentient beings, you know, who discovered this, including Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, who was same as us, who had all the problems, delusion, all the things, you know. But realize this, and realize the emptiness. Realize this, you see. What the false I, the gakcha, object reputed, and realize the emptiness. This is empty. So, then you see, deep wisdom. Then eliminate the ignorance, you see. Even the seed of delusions totally purified, ceased, you see. So become liberated from oceans of samsara suffering causes, you see. That. So there are numberless sentient beings, you see, who liberated from oceans of samsara suffering, you see. And you see, achieved enlightenment, and also then you see the support of bodhicitta, you know, that you see. No phenomena has truly existence. You know, no phenomena has truly existence. Existing from sight or existing by nature, you see, doesn't have. So all the phenomena totally empty, completely empty of that I action, yourself, you action object, all of it are completely empty of that. So the meaning of the sign of ah. So this is one syllable of present parameter. So that you see. So however you see the say. In the busy life, then you see, looking at everything empty, so that's mindfulness, or looking at everything as an illusion, really like dream. So the like watching, like while you're dreaming, watching the while you're dreaming, you have awareness that this is a dream. instead of believing this is all real, instead of that, you have awareness this is a dream. So while you're dreaming, you have recognition that this is a dream. So so then you have understanding nothing is true. Whatever is happening is nothing true. You see, so much is happening, but at the same time you have understanding nothing is true. You see, so anger, attachment, you know, this negative emotional thought, that doesn't rise. Doesn't rise. Because you are understanding it, it's a dream, it's nothing true, you see. So like that, same in the daytime. Same daytime or the gaksha, the not me label, I which appear to be not me label of my mind, something has a something existing from sight, you see, and your action object or the phenomena, you see. So looking all this as an illusion, dream, see. to this, say, everything, you see, would appear to you, not me, labeled by mind, you see, looking at all this, you see, gaksha, the object, you see, repeat all the, a dream, illusion, you see. So, constantly, so while the dreams continued, you see, you have this awareness, nothing is true. So, while you're dreaming, looking at a dream that was dream, okay? So same in the daytime. So in the morning getting up, washing all that thing, then going for a job, doing prayers, meditation. then rushing for job, then you see truly existent Russian, you know, which doesn't exist, is not there. So anyway, going for job and truly existent job is not there, you know, it doesn't exist, you see, that, you see. So, all that, yeah, so, you see, like dream, like illusion, okay? You have self-illusion, the actions, illusion, the dream job, that place where your office or whatever is, you know, illusion, like dream, you see. So people, they are like, real one appearing, not made left of mind, or like dream, like illusion. So, yeah, the shops, people come buy things or selling things, like illusion, see, like dream, and all the materials on the department store, the shop, department, supermarket, you see. All the way you go buy food, all I see appear to you, not me, labeled by mind, you know, gaksha. So all the gaksha, see, really like a dream, like illusion, you see. So what you are buying, see, you the illusion, see, like dreams. Buying is the action, buying is the like illusion dream, you see. Because appearing your real buying, see, the like illusion dream. Then from Shakyamuni, real Shakyamuni, you see, like illusion dream, you see. Then pay some real money, you see. And not me level by mind, so like illusion dream, you see. So it's not there. It doesn't exist. Not there. So you see, Yeah, paying the people who are not there, who paying the people who do not exist. Paying to the real people is existing from inside, which is not there. You see. So, you who don't exist, you see, they're there. You have the money, real money, which doesn't exist there, and you're paying some real shopkeepers. The real shop, real shop exists, was not there. So that, like that. I'm just giving an example. See, when you're shopping or going to office or you're going for a pilgrimage or going for sightseeing, the same. So that, you see, our mindfulness, awareness, that in the daily life. So you see, that's the thing. So you go say, so you real not mere level of mind, like dream, like illusion. You see, that watching scenery, say real watching, which not not mere level of mind. You know, watching real, then which is like illusion, like dream, not there. Then the scenery, you see, whatever you're watching, so everything, see, something not mere level of mind, everything appear like that. So all this gakcha, all this see, not there in reality. So it's all this like dream, like illusion, you see. So that in the evening, during the car, train, whatever, aeroplane, see, everything is there. Something not mere level of a mind, you know, or is it illusion, like dream, you see. So that, you see, the whole thing, that's the life, you see. What's the truth? What's the false? So I'm talking about that. What's the truth? What's the false? if you believe the false one real, then you are cheating yourself, deceiving. Then continuously suffer in samsara, continuously, they never get out of samsara. So this is a wrong concept. So what I was saying before, you see, believing this you see, then it is true, you see, the appearing not merely of the mind. then because of that, you see, what this person does to me, you know, the way the person think, the way the person behave with the body, the way speak, something that attachment doesn't like, you see, then it's called harm. While you're following the attachment, all your motivation, your mind is a friend with the attachment, you know, following the guru attachment or the friend, you know, the attachment, you're following, you're living the life with the attachment. So so that person's way of behaving, you see, some that attachment doesn't like, you see, then you call bad harm. Bad harm, you see, so that. Then that person's enemy, that is it. Then anger rises. After that, exaggeration, then anger rises. So you can see there. So you see, harming me, which is not there, you see. So what is believed by is ignorance, you see. So it's not there. Harming me, you see. So conclusion is harming to this real eye, which is not there. You see, harming to this real eye. then anger rises. You can see the anger connected to the ignorance. You see, this ignorance is the main cause for what the anger rises from. You see, then the person say. And the person, you see, does something, act something your attachment like, you see. Way of behaving, the body, way of thinking, way of talking, you see, with attachment, what attachment one like. Or somebody says, oh, I love you, or the person says, oh, I love you, or something, you know. So you see, these kind of things, you see, what the attachment wants to hear. So, or then attachment arises. Then attachment arises. So is it, this person is so kind to me, but is that me is the total false. It's not there. So see, not me lived in my mind. Okay, so that me, see, so it's not there. Nowhere it exists. Not on there. Not on the. In this body, or not on this, I guess, but it exists nowhere. it exists nowhere. So when you are not analyzing, you see, to hallucinate the mind looks like that. So you see, oh, this person is kind to me. You see, that to me, not that me is not me labeled, not me labeled I, not me labeled me. Not that you don't think that way. You're not thinking that way, see. Me level I, you see. Me level me, you're not thinking that way. See, the I which is not me level mind, or do you think that I, you see. So, of course, the I which is me level mind does exist, you see. So then you see, oh, he or she loves me, or something, you see. Somebody praises you, somebody thank to you, or very sweetly, or however you see. So then you see, then attachment arises to that person, you see. So you can see this ignorance causes the attachment. Very clear, you know. So, it rises on the on the basis of that. So all other delusions, all the negative, all other emotion, negative emotion tolerance from that. So that is it. So, then then you see, say anger rises, then you see one follow the anger, then one follow the anger to harm back. To harm with the body, with the speech, with the mind, to harm. So there's then involved in the negative karma, so evil action. So that then also the similar with the attachment arising, then one follow to that. What the attachment thinks. Oh, you see, you become a servant of attachment. You become slave or servant of attachment. Then you see what the attachment wants. You see, so that. So you see, and then there's selfish mind. You see, selfish mind. You see, I'm talking here. I'm not talking the, you know, the Arya beings or Arahatas or the who have realized, who have direct perception emptiness, but they have slave thought. They don't have bodhicitta, so they have thought seeking happiness for oneself. Their thought is cherishing I. You see, I'm not talking that level. I'm talking here us. Just see. Us here, those who are ordinary beings, okay? So you see, cherishing eyes, but something which is extremely gross, unbelievable gross, so anyway, so again, you see, cherishing this eye which is not there. So you spend all your life to follow the self-cherishing thought, work for the self-cherishing thought. You know, that cherishes this I, but the I is not there. So it's like that. Our life, to realize our life is like this. You know, if you really check our life, you know. So this is what you know. So see the. The heart of the Buddha's teaching, see, the emptiness is there. Present primate, the emptiness. See? So, so reality like this. So life, can imagine, you know? Can imagine, you know, completely, totally, it become service or the working for selfish mind, working for attachment. You know, this. Oh, completely. The wrong concept. Believing their true mind, you know, correct way of thinking, see. True, but with a totally wrong concept and there's a wrong view. So whole life used, live by following the convention, wrong concept. So therefore, can imagine. This is how it has been our life. You see, so from beginning it's rebirth, not all this life. So even this life, just even this life happened that way. Even that is an unbelievable surprise or regret or how to say, huge mistake. Even this life, you know, without talking all the life from beginning it's rebirth, just this life. Even just this life is. Completely, you know, it's biggest mistake. You see, that now we're not. I'm not talking only this life, but from. I'm talking about, you know, relating to from beginning to rebirth. You see that. So. Yeah. So that. see. So you see seven points of total transformation is the section of the wisdom message. Chunam milam dao sam. Look at all the phenomena. Look at the phenomena, like dream. Chana milam dawrsam. Look at all the phenomena like dream. So, I, action, object. Start with that, then all the rest. You know, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happiness, problem, everything. Look at all the phenomena like dream. We have to meditate the meaning of that. Means appear real but not true. In the dream, like that. So, just exactly the daytime, you see. Even when we're not sleeping, not dreaming, see. Even that time, exact same. Related to gakcha, objective repeated, you see. All this real eye, real actor, real, all this appearing from its own side, you see. So, Chinamilam Tawasam. Look at the phenomena as like dream. Okay. So mind think the reality, you know. So the dream you think it. So see, not true. See, there's no such thing. See. So here, even everything appear real, one from its own side, not merely labeled by mind, but understanding. All this not true. Not true. Empty. So see, so like dream. Chana melam tabursam. The majeri pe shilche. Majeri pe shilche. The yulchen the mind which perceives the phenomena. You see, also is unborn. See. See. Truly is not as is a truly existent unborn. So look at the nature of the mind, the yulchen. It's also the empty. It's also empty. Majeri pe shilche. So the remedy yourself, see. So all the yule and yulchen objects and subject mind, you see, all empty. So that means naturally the person meditator, you know, naturally it's empty. So you see, lamjingo kunshing hanashang. So place your mind in the essence of the path. Basis of all, the samsara nirvana. So where all the samsara nirvana comes from, the emptiness. From where rises from emptiness. So see, keep your mind, you know, the essence of the path, the basis of all, in the state of the basis of all. So all samsara nirvana, that's from where everything comes, is emptiness, you see. Everything exists because of emptiness, because they're empty. So keep the mind in that state, you know. Break time, be the illusory person. So it means the other times mental keep mind emptiness, you know, do one point of meditation. And then you see in the break time of that, in the busy life, you see, then you see so break time, you see. Then you see, be illusory person. You are illusory person. So this person, you see, who are doing all the activities, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing jobs, or whatever, you see, maintaining, doing prayer, whatever. Illusion. There's no such thing in reality, you see. Illusion. So. So then, with that awareness, whatever activity you do, it becomes antidote to samsara. Doesn't become cause of samsara. Or eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, with this awareness, then you see everything become antidote, remedy to samsara. You see, to be free from samsara. So they liberate you from all samsara, you see, for oceans of samsara sufferings, and then and the samsara itself. So that, because that becomes an antidote, because that becomes an antidote. With this awareness, whatever you do, doing job, you know, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, all that, you see, whatever you do with this, with the mind, with this mind, you see, mindfulness, so the empty source, yeah. looking at this illusion, you see, oneself, you see. But the, yourself's illusion, you see, then that becomes very, very important meditation. And then we see that delusion. Then also then you see your actions, object. Then it's the same. See, so easy to think that. So anyway, everything becomes antidote to the karma and delusion. And become calm and delusion, see, antidote to all the delusions and root ignorance. So, antidote to root ignorance, so that's what I say, extinguishes cease, eliminate the ignorance. So the result is ultimate happiness. Liberated, free forever from oceans of samsara, suffering causes. So, then you see, then you see with the support of bodhicitta. Then it also ceases the subtle defilements, that wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, ceases also subtle defilements, the negative imprint, and then causes to achieve full enlightenment. So that, so the other meditation and daily life, mindfulness, you see, daily life, in the busy life, you see, during busy life, meditation, you see, the practicing Buddha Dharma, Buddha's teaching, Buddha's most important, teaching, Lamrim, you know, the heart of Lamrim, you know. So there's, you see, MJ says that. So the one is, you know, mindfulness, dependent arising, you see. So mindfulness is always dependent arising. The subtle one, the person can still view dependent arising. So the, not just a not just causative phenomena, depending on cause condition, not just on that, but even the permanent, impermanent, whole entire phenomena, they exist in the main name, meeting with by mind. So, that one. because there's a valid base, so because there's a valid base, and then you see. Whatever the phenomena is merely impeded by the mind, because there's a valid base, dakshitama. So then you see, whatever the phenomena is, exist. doesn't exist from its own side. doesn't exist from its own side. You know. It exists from the start of the mind, merely imputing. So in Tibetan, from the start of the mind, merely imputing. So, so they say, so that's a subtle dependent arising. So that which is I is merely labeled by mind, action is merely labeled by object, is merely labeled by the whole entire phenomenon. What exists is what is merely labeled by mind. So the practice of mindfulness is that. So so one day, so this. So one day, you see, as much as possible, practice mindfulness, looking at everything empty. One next day, practice mindfulness, you know, looking at everything as a light dream. Light dream is very good. Light dream is very powerful. They're looking at everything like dream. It's very, it's easy to understand, you know, like look at light dream. It's very, it's very powerful. And then, you see, next day, you can look at everything as illusion. You see, I think I might mention it also in the past. So that is, you know, your ignorance as a magician person. See, your ignorance as like magician person, and ignorance left the negative imprint of the mind. You see. So the magician person uses mantra or mantra to hallucinate people's senses of view, senses, you see, or certain substances used, so that you see the imprint left by the ignorance. Then, you are the audience, you see. Your ignorance, like magician person, hallucinate you, okay? Illusion to you. So, you see, totally illusion to you. So that's a very good example. See, so think. So see, make everything to appear real one, true existence. See, exist from inside, perfect by nature. See, make everything to appear like that. See, our action of everything. See, so yeah. So this like illusion. So they see. try to think as much as possible, even though you can't keep it continuously the awareness, but try to think that day as many times as possible. So that is very, very good. So when you do that, yeah, maybe I'll finish this. And then you see that. I mentioned before, one meditation in one day is mainly on looking at it, dependent arising. Maintaining the meaning, merely imputed by the mind. So in that, see, I action observe everything. Train mind that. So while one is studying Dharma, while one is taking class, while one is doing job, working in the office, working at home, or while one's having meeting, while one's shopping, while one's walking. So whatever you say, part of your mind is in meditation, in busy life. Part of your mind is in the meditation emptiness, just like that. And so, so then you see, then the life become. Then you have holiday. Only then you have holiday. Best holiday. Best vacation from ignorance. Vacation. only then you have best holiday from all this disturbing, obscuring, negative attitude, all these delusions, you see. So it will not arise during that time. So you have an incredible, rest your mind, your life, rest in emptiness, you see, rest in the ultimate nature of the phenomena. Real holiday. So those negative emotions do not rise, much less, as much commented. And then, so much less negative karma that day. So more you're able to maintain this, so much less negative karma that day, you see. Then your activities become, as I mentioned before, antidote to samsara. Did not become caught in samsara, antidote to samsara. See, because antidote to ignorance. Eliminate that, you see. Which become cause to seize samsara. To seize samsara quickly. continuously die and reborn, suffer and die. So you see, so you don't have to experience this endlessly. So that is an unbelievable, incredible thing. So you can imagine the success. Can you imagine how most important success it is in your life? Then you see really happy mind, really happy life, then you have inner happiness, you see. Otherwise, living life completely in hallucination, completely, and so it's like what Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, to see, iron cage of ignorance. You know, you're trapped in the iron cage of ignorance. You see, holding everything, believing everything is a true existence. You see, well, they're not. Starting with the eye, you see. So I'm trapped in the iron cage of ignorance, you see. So on the ocean, you see, trapped in the iron cage of ignorance, you see. So that then you see. Then you see, then you see, gloomy, you know, no sun, no moon, no star, nothing gloomy, dark, you see, and then you see, that you see, from that you see, the ignorance, then, not knowing Dharma, not knowing Dharma, so total ignorance, darkness, so like that, so nothing you can see. So, no understanding Dharma at all. So that, you see, so that, no wisdom light, you see, so total dark. All of that is the mind, you know. And then, then you see, completely fastened your limbs by the chain of the iron chain, which is completely tight. Your limbs, you know, so say under the control of karma, karmic chain. So, you see, there's nothing free. So, can't do anything. See, can't totally end the control of karma, life. You know? So, experience the result of the past karma. You see, so then while you experience the result of past karma. You see these boundaries, you see. Along with that, again creating karma. Continuously fastening, because oneself, you see. Again creating karma again. So that. So they say. So, without this mindfulness meditation, then you see, then constantly you see, you're like trapped in iron cage of ignorance. So say here, you see. Your whole life, day and night, whole life, continuously, all the time. Then you see, you are totally under the control of the delusion, ignorance. This king of the superstitious mind. Completely become slave to that. Completely believe that one is true. That one is really true. The ignorance is you don't think ignorance is that one. You see, this is completely true. It's a valid. It's a mind. You never think ignorance. That you never think that's ignorance. So. The complete 100% correct. This mind, your concept holding this eye true. You see, 100%. You know, complete
no doubt. Not even question, right? Not even doubt. It's completely 100% this truth. So that, so all the time, non-stop, even second, you see, follow to that ignorance. Can you imagine? Follow to that ignorance. Then, then, non-virtuous karma, virtuous karma, the virtue, among the virtuous karma, the movable and the immovable karma, see. However, see, non-virtuous. So immovable, which caused people form realms. That which causes to be born, say the so the second, you know, form realm, say firm control. There are four levels of firm contemplation. Some ten. I'm not sure the translation that something correct translation. Probably different professors. Maybe they may have different translations. However, firm contemplation. Something which causes born second, then it doesn't cause to born third or fourth. You see, so immovable. So definite to cause to be born in that. The second is a firm contemplation, so that it doesn't cause to third or fourth or change. You see, so it is said. For example, animals with kind of more or less close in a similar shape, close, and then they kind of come and move to close similar shape. See, then change into that, take that, but some of that. But however, however, good to analyze the immovable karma. So anyway, however, so virtue, non-virtue, so the cause of samsara. See, so so one is experiencing now the seven result of the seven result these dependent related limb of this human birth, you see. So seven result already happened. Only what's left is aging has happened. So only what's left is death to be experienced from these human beings, 12 dependent little limbs. So the whenever it started, the ignorance motivating ignorance, then the motivating karma, compound action. So when sometimes it could have been billion, zillion, trillion years ago. Not sure. But then, before this, then craving, grasping happened. Like before, whatever the life that there was, craving, grasping happened. And then that meant that procrastinated that the karmic imprint, you see, ready, so which is called becoming, to receive this human birth, ready to throw present human birth. So the three delusions, ignorance, craving, grasping, and then two actions, karma formation, the compound action, and then the becoming. So that happened in the past. So then the seven results, the consciousness that applies on the fertilized egg. Then they name the form, you see. Those mental factors, whatever. Then six sense bases. Six sources or six sense bases, and then the contact, then feeling. So those then this birth, all this, after birth, and there's old age, and then they say dead. So while we're experiencing this, for one karma, dependent related limb of this human rebirth, while one is experiencing the result, you see in one day, in 1 hour. This ignorance. Mind is totally no doubt. This ignorance is totally a valid mind. You could totally believe what you think. 100% believe it. Suddenly, you see, create ignorance continuously. Continuously, root of samsara, we create root of samsara continuously. And then, you see, they also motivate karma continuously. So within 1 hour, started samsara, started evolution of samsara. Many samsara, you see, evolution of samsara within 1 hour, without ignorance, because we live our life. We say completely with ignorance. Then we start samsara. We say that delusion motivates karma. So that you see, leave karmic imprint on the conscious mind. So then, within 1 hour, so much. This is we start samsara. Taking birth. Again, start so much within 1 hour. So like that, whole day, night, like that weeks, like that months, like that years, like that whole life. So like that from big. Like that, from beginningless rebirth, we did that. unimaginable, uncountable, see, which we haven't finished experiencing. Some sort of rebirth which we haven't finished experiencing. Which we haven't purified, which we haven't finished experiencing. There's so many, numberless. planted seed, unimaginable, like the atoms of this earth, like the atoms of this earth. The atoms of this earth, you know, you can so they can be counted and finished. But how about this karma? Imagine. So there's so much which haven't finished experiencing and which we haven't confessed, you see, to not experience. So therefore, yeah. So if we don't put effort into practice Dharma to meditate on emptiness, so now here you can see importance of meditating on emptiness. So see the practice of Lamrim, three principal aspects, part of enlightenment. Imagine. How that is, you know, now you can see, wow, how that is urgent, emergency. That's the emergency. Practicing three principal aspects, part of enlightenment. Is the emergency? Is that emergency or not? So reality like this, sorry, again, obstacles happened. So I put some fuels. Short mandala.
Yeah.
三界就当作界中南罗汉中南罗汉南界罗汉大概就是界别中南界罗汉边界三界罗汉大概就是界别中南界罗汉边界三界 tambe janne jime jime la dum lo zo je ba dum da je 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 ne sam ma zo je kan je na lo je kun je na ben de je ne mon ba ye ne kun sa ba je ba yin be de da sam ba je ju nam je sa ye song da je ba lan da ra zo nyen ba cha be je namo la ye ge dam dum de je ge du mo ga dam mi ge nan du wa kun je dam nam je sa ba tam je ge dam da ge ju du Yogi, the Milarepa, that was well known, and Java and Saba, Tutin Sri, to support the, those who say, Milarepa, eight disciples who achieved enlightenment, that in one life, brief lifetime, distant time. I don't mind present that part, but I didn't say Pema Sambhava had a Tibet Japan Yanana 25 disciples achieving enlightenment. So I got so many. There was a and those who have achieved enlightenment, those who achieved full enlightenment, unified state of Vajradhara, you see, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time, nitu ge chetung chigla, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. So there's so many happened. So there's that happened due to the cherishing the Lamen Nanjur the cherishing the guru, cherishing more than one's own life. So they did this, that's why they did that. So that's why those who achieved any. What made them to achieve full enlightenment in the few number of years, you see, in the brief lifetime of degenerate time. so that because cherish the correctly devoting guru, you see, thought and action, you see. Then you see more than one's whole life. For example, the Bodhisattva always crying one. even on the practicing sutra, you see the. It is said that only practicing Paramedhyana, Mayana, the Paramedhyana, without practicing Tantra, then you can achieve enlightenment. But it takes three countless great eons. It takes, you see, to collect the cause of Dharmakaya and Rupakaya, the chance of wisdom. Merits of transfusion, Ishige talk.
then sunami talk, merit the virtue. All that is needed to be collected in the cause of Dhammakaya and Rupa. Cause of Dhammakaya, trans wisdom, merits of trans wisdom, and the cause of Rupakaya, merits of virtue. So all what is needed, you see, to collect, you know, then it takes 300 years. But this is our all-scoring one, you see, each cherished his guru, Chöpa. His guru, the Bodhisattva Chöpa, cherished, more than his life, his own, more than his own life, you see, cherished. Then, because of that, even without present Tantra, within 7 years, able to collect so fast the, three countless gradients merit, but two countless gradients, something like that, within 7 years. Within 7 years, you see, power, attitude, you see, cherish the Guru Chöpa more than his own life. It is mentioned by Pabanga, Dejinimbo. Within 7 years, he was able to complete the, two. My memory is not so good, but two college degrees of marriage. So, become so much closer to achieve enlightenment. become at most. So, you see here, all those things, great yoga saraha Narabas guru, then Telavas guru, then Narapa, Telavas disciple Narapa, Marpa, all those ancient and present, So recent Geshe Lama Gunchong, including that. So whom we have seen, received teachings. Okay? So we're going to achieve enlightenment. So anyway, only after passing, but it doesn't tell, you see. Most unimaginable, see, practice what he did, never tell us. We didn't know. Only after passing, then by going there, only found out there, see. So the cave where he did a 6 year like Buddha, retreat, not seeing anybody, not seeing any human being. Above the Milarepa cave. The Milarepa cave is the where the story happened. Milarepa sister, didn't like Milarepa being naked, you see, or this, all that. So she tried to get woolen, you see, to make a dress. So big roll woolen, you see, and the cloth. They offered Milarepa to wear a dress. So the Milarepa made pieces, or they cut the pieces for his fingers secret organ. So he made pieces to England's secret organ and all that. So he made pieces. Then the sister got so upset. He didn't address, so is, you know, so then, so anyway, so there's a cave where that story happened. So the Geshe-lama Gonchos cave is above the Milarepa cave. So like this, like, but there was nothing, no walls, nothing, but it's been empty for long, for not many years. So it's even just Kapon, she was there for many years, you see. So then Ajahn Institute or Taiwan, what, maybe one year, I'm not sure, taught Liberation Palm in Your Hand completely, Taipei Center, and then the Singapore, Hong Kong, I think, I'm not sure how many years he was, for 3 years, or two, I'm not sure. He gave a lot of teachings there, Lama Chöpa, commentary with Lama Chöpa, and gave many teachings there, and people really, there was one old member of the Hong Kong Center, I forgot his name, he was an old member for many years, then his business collapsed, and then I don't know what happened. I don't remember what happened. Maybe I did more, and maybe more was wrong. My divination was wrong. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly what happened. So then he didn't come to the center for many years. And now recently joined. Many years a member, a student of the center, Hong Kong Center. I don't remember his name. So he told me. So they attended the teachings, Lama Chöpa commentary. So he was totally astonished that is, oh, this Geshe Lama Gonchos, somebody who has a, you know, realization, yogi who has a realization. He was very touched and extremely. Because I remember that not the first time I met. I think I met the first time Buddha Gaya came for his Ling Rinpoche's teachings. I think I met Buddha Gaya. So we did he and Lama organized. So we did a puja in Buddha Gaya stupa in the Gomba, in the stupa. Which is Puja with the Seracha monks. When he came to Kapon, that time Lama was not there. Maybe after Lama passed away, I think. So so we were in Lama's room, Lama's room, bigger room. That was the old monastery. So we were standing, it was then he told me, oh, I have completed Vajrayogini and Lama Chöpa. He said, I have completed Vajrayogini and the Lama Chöpa. So I wasn't sure what he was talking about. My mind was puzzled. You see, did he mean the words reciting like the mantra, a certain number of words, or means the other meaning is complete the path, means enlightened already. You know, Lama Chöpa, you exercise Lama Chöpa. Complete Lama Chöpa and Vajrayogini. wasn't the kind of heavy thing, but he just, by the way, just, you know, he just passed. then I didn't say anything because my mind was puzzled what it means, see. So actually, at that time, he was telling me that he completed the path. You know, Lama Chöpa is the whole path of enlightenment. So that means it's achieving enlightenment. Yeah, so. But I didn't pay much attention. I think he passed the message to me, but I didn't realize. Oh, I didn't ask him, you see, what do you mean by counting the number of prayers? I should have asked, but didn't do that. So anyway, at the very end, he was 6 years there, and didn't see anybody completely cut. Of course, you would have realizations by doing that. Of course, you know, sure, you know. Sinre. Ah, sin. So, sin. Yeah. Well, you already heard many of you you already heard before in message. So, so he was down below. Down below, there was once more what that was shown in the that was shown. Dindasopa has shown that where he cried and his Jishlama Gosha used to live there and to practice. So close to that room, he did water offering. I don't know how many hundred thousand what. Outside, you see. Outside, where there's water comes into the outside. So there's a place where he did water offerings. But not that one. There's up above the Minerva's cave, there was another cave. So maybe that was much later, probably, I'm not sure. So anyway, so he was meditating. Then people do not know. So one day, a person looking after animal. So one day, inside the cave, you see one person looking after animals. So somebody who has a long hair coming down, you know, mentor with a long hair. So they got completely scared. I mean, so next day, 6 or 9, I'm not sure. Strong people came, strong men. 6 or 9 strong men came to take out Lama, to trick out Islam. So they throw rocks or something. Then he left there. Then there's huge rock. Then he went onto another cave where I haven't seen that. He left that cave. Maybe they still disturbed him. Then he came down the other side of the mountain. Under one tree, he did without any room in the house. He did two year practice under the tree, without any house. So that you can imagine, of course, realization would happen. So everyone doesn't know Dharma. This is different, but of course he knows them through the tantra. So. in the Russian, I was supposed to go up there to bless, consecrate the when the temples built, everything finished. That was the idea, Laman. I forgot nothing. From Malaysia, she was there, she was asked to help. So she said, "I want to see the land. Before I give money, I want to see the place." See, she said. So she hired Russian helicopter. I think can fit 15 people. I don't know, 12 people. Something. it happened to me to go there. So suddenly happened. So suddenly I saw Zoom, you know. So we arrived there early morning. Probably maybe the nuns just got up, I'm not sure. Early morning arrived. So there's a mountain like this. But it's a very, very clean place, like the old time. Not like Solukhum, but totally degenerated. But there's a two mountains like this. But the mountains, they have names. Somewhere here there's a mountain called Hayagriva. So it's a very pure. Only two or three Western people came. That's it. So the Nepalese government restricted the Western people going there. So very pure. They what they do is according to all time. When the Lama comes, they do they let people stand and sing song. And when they leave also,
with the scarves and then sing song like that. You see the, with the old time, this I think similar might be Sula Kumbu in the past. So then the Sabha was sitting next in the flight. He was sitting in front of me, but he could see the tree where Keshalama Goswami did practice without any shelter 2 years. So he could see, because he was shown by Keshalama Goswami. Keshalama Goswami brought him there at the tree. So the last time when Keshalama Goswami went up to pack up, because after Lama passed away, we need help. Lama Lundrun, we need help. The government, so you see, somebody needs help as helping Western students and the monks. So I did some prayer. Did some prayer to Keshalama Gunzo to receive a kapan. So anyway, not every day, just some prayer. I think anyway. then I don't know. It must be karma. I know this was my prayers, but it was karma. I think. So suddenly he came from the cave, you see, to the Dinsasoba's family house. He just suddenly came down. And then it was what I heard was really wanted to come so strongly to Kapan, you see, so strongly. So just came from there. Not that really packed, you see, then came from there to Kapan. So then it was quite a number of years Kapan. Then last time went up to pack up things. So then that happened. So Kishla has explained things and showed the tree and so he was showing me the tree, but I couldn't bend. I was facing the helicopter this way, you see, head of the helicopter this side, you see, also facing this way. So he was facing to me, but he was showing, but I could not bend. He could see the tree there on the other side of the mountain. See. So that he never told us those unbelievable stories. Never. It was amazing. Of course, normal people would be advertising. I'm sure. If I was that one, I'll be advertising. I'll be advertising even to the monkeys. Not only human being, but the monkeys. Monkeys and sharks and anyway. then, because so many relics came, and I think, last 2 years ago, still the students who have Keshalama Goswami relics, they're still increasing, you know. So and many different colors, also five different colors. Okay. So then when that happened, the Penno Rinpoche, head of Nyingma, was giving teaching the monastery, I think it's Kagyu Monastery, near the stupa. He was giving teaching there. So he told the students the five colored relics means he has achieved the five transcendent wisdom, Buddha's wisdom. You know, so the Baha'i wisdom which comes to initiation is there. So then I went to attend Pipti Dalai Lama's the pure appearance, you know, the initiation. Went to attend Dharamsala to receive permission. Kepje Thujit Rinpoche, and there was Lama Parmendo Ling Rinpoche, and
yeah, there was one Ngakpa from whom he said the truth. Initiation that was given him by his father, who was a great yogi, but given to him to offer to his sinners. So his sinners, then there was a very famous, very high Nyingma Okachu Lama, was a monk. So so it happened to be sitting next to him, so I mentioned to him, do you have in the text mentioned these five different color relics, you see, saying that achieved enlightenment, which proves that sign to achieve enlightenment. He said, yes. Yes, he said, yes. Indeed, in their text, they explained that this means that person has achieved enlightenment. The Lama mentioned to me and asked me to show me the text, but somehow we didn't the time to him to give me the text. So, and it seems in Zoom, you see, it was completely, totally renounced. So he was reading, Krishna Makonza was wearing totally ragged cloth, you know, torn, totally ragged cloth. You see, the people there, they never saw such a person in their life, you know. And the tomb, you see, so he was just straight going on the road. Then one family, you see, they never saw such a person in their life. So they took dust under their bed, you know, where they sleep together, the couple, you see. So they took some dust under the bed, throw over the Kishlama Kunswa, to throw on him. So with a very ragged cloth, very, you know, totally now. So they so somehow they thought maybe something very inauspicious or something, I'm not sure what they thought. So they took dust under the, from their bed, you see, under the bed, they took the, throw on him. So, the monk who caretaker of the Kapan monastery now or before, I'm not sure, there was a monk from Tsum. So he is the brother of uncle or brother of this family who threw the dust on Gishlama Gonzo. Picked up the dust from under their bed. You see? I don't know how they can think that. So anyway, so Kishilama Kunso seems he was telling to the you know who are in the house, you see, in the room, each time when you see this monk, you see, you know, many times, oh, this is his brother or his, you know, the one who threw dust on me. So. So because you know ragged cloth, you see, you know, in Tibet there are many like this, you see, but great yogis totally you know, like totally it you may think that totally, you know, silly person or hybridy who can't work and you know who don't get job or don't, you see. So totally maybe silly person, you see. I mean, yeah, because you don't understand the person's mind and the person's practice, person's life, you don't understand. So, of course, externally what's seeing, you would, people, I mean, would call like that, you see. Endless practitioners, you know, endless practitioners, they may not, you see, some practitioners may not think that way. What judges from the outside, you see. Some may realize who he is, you see. So, sort of that. So, you know, what happened, what information, what happened at the end, what he told me when he came to Kaban, maybe the first time or second time, I thought maybe Lama was not there in the Lama's room. He just mentioned, just very easily, you know, just, what is the word? casually. Okay. So anyway, fits very well what he said to me many years ago and what happened afterward. That fits well, you see. So anyway, so all that is it from the Guru Yoga practice. complete path to enlightenment. Cherishing the Guru Yoga practice. The correct devotional voice friend, is the cherishing, more than once in life, you see, that. So anyway, same. So those who are achieving enlightenment in recent times, different places, you see, complete path, and those 1,000 years ago, many hundreds years ago, so all this from, so it's strong, then correct devotees, then receive so much blessing, guru, then success, all the realizations. I think like yesterday, I made quotation, but I think made some word mistakes, or did not remember. I go over that, it's important. The Yawa and Sama Chimbo. See, I mentioned yesterday, they said did not remember. I said the between them, see. So that's correct what I mentioned anyway. Dona Nyamdo Chechung Kangjia Jangs, whatever high or greater or small realization, Teba Chechung Gumbi Twimbis, and that's due to the power of whether you generate a great devotion or a small devotion. What I do not remember yesterday, and that this word, Mundu June, Tende Lama Las. Valid Guru, who is the originator of all the realizations. Means Valid Guru, from whom you receive all the realizations. They rule the path from ultimate guru devotion, from that perfect human birth up to enlightenment, you see. So, Mundu Chung, that's Telamala. The valid guru from whom we receive the Mundu Chung, who is the originator, or from whom you receive the realizations. Mundu Chung, that's Telamala. Then, Yuan Den Samshi, Jun Tu Mitavis. Yuan Den Samshi, think of qualities. Don't look at without looking at it, the mistakes. And there's some student with a damba thing, tilt somebody else. So this is a may I able to keep this practice. I said, but this teaching, Dhamma Dhinye, may I be able to keep this teaching essential practice. Essential practice. Dhamma Dhinye Chilu Chimbaka. Most important practice. There are so many practices, but the most important keep this advice as heart practice. Then complete such this commitment without obstacles. So that is a commitment is there, correctly devoting the virtuous friends. So that commitment is there. With thought and action. So that. Having the question whether you can achieve whether the realization can happen to you or not. Well, the question, you see. So that absolutely depends on the devotion. Whether you have a great devotion or a small devotion, you see. Whether you have a devotion or do you have devotion or no devotion, it depends on that. So the answer, whether realization can happen to you or not, is or the lamrim, you see. So that depends on the answer is whether you have devotion or not. So that, you see. if you have questions in your mind, then this is the answer. You see what is said here. So it's dependent on your mind or there's devotion to the Guru, devotion not. So that you see. It depends on the great small devotion. Then attaining the sublime realization, then needs the devotion that actually looking the Guru as Buddha. And then also that and also the teachings, unmistaken teachings. Even the teaching is mistaken, even the teaching is mistaken, but if you have devotion, then you see, still, if you have devotion, still, you do achieve some common attainment, common realization, some small common realizations. In India, so one person asked teachings, one lama. So the lama said, Marileza. Marileza. Lama said, Marileza. So it means go away. Lama told the person, go away. Marileza. But the person didn't understand. The person thought he got teachings from the Lama. So then he kept on reciting Marilanza, Marilanza, Marilanza. Then, you see, he chanted so much Marilanza, Marilanza, Marilanza. Then he was able to cure his own sicknesses, and he was able to cure many other people's sicknesses. But Marilanza, Marilanza, that. Well, his own song, which his own song, which mentioned that during the Dhamma celebration to Sita, Rinpoche gave, we requested the Jhu initiation. The Gelugpa has Jhu, the many lamas who practice Jhu, so the Jhu. So that's why we to make available into. In the students, you see, the Western students. Transit, you see, airplane, but not actually teaching Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan. I haven't been. But Lama. Before I came here, one time I think Lama came to Singapore, gave teaching. And the person who invited Lama, and it seems he started a center called Amitabha. Even that time, that person who invited, arranged teaching for the Lama, seems he called the organization Amitabha Center, something that I heard. I don't remember seeing that person. When I came here, I don't have met. So there was one person who, one or two people, I'm not sure something. So somebody in Malacca, one person in Malacca who dropped me when I came first time Malaysia, one person from Malacca, I don't know his name. He dropped me and with him, what's his name? Today I forgot. Oh, Tony Wong, that's right. Tony Wong. So Tony Wong started to explain to me about the, you know, benefits of Kuan Yin, that he's been healing so many sick people, so many. So he started telling the story from Colombia, Kuala Lumpur, from there up to Malacca, you know, non-stop. unbelievable stories. How he helped people, cure the sick, heal the sicknesses. So anyway, so that person who drove the car, he met Lama here. I think maybe that time when Lama came here to Singapore, there's somebody, I don't know who is that, but invited Lama and gave organized teachings. So I think he met Lama here. Yeah, so that, I don't know whether he's still alive or not. That one person, Malacca. So anyway, so I was there. I was there 1 week. I'm not sure. Malacca. So anyway. I don't know why this story happened. I forget now. So anyway, that person from Singapore did call Amitabha, but then later I think I didn't meet. So I think maybe cancelled. I'm not sure. Yeah. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So the that's right. I was talking about Dharamsala. So Rinpoche gave Jhö initiation at the beginning. Then Guhya Samaja commentary. Guhya Samaja commentary initiation. Bhaja Yogan, Hiruga Bodhimandala commentary initiation. Then Bhaja Yogan, I don't remember Bhaja Yogan commentary, maybe also. So, teaching for quite a long time. So that's the first Dharma celebration. Then, from His Holiness, we requested, I think, Mahamudra. So the translator was Alex Berson at that time. It's many, many years ago. So Rinpoche mentioned a story that in Tibet, there was one Lama. So somebody came to request teachings. So that person who came to request teachings, the person has a big nose. big nose, but nose has a, you know, what do you call this? Like the mala, like the raksha mala, you know, the big, what the sadhus wear, this big raksha mala. Nose big like this. So Lama told that person, your nose is like raksha, the mala, you know, big mala, the sadhus wear, raksha. So then that person also thought he received teachings. Then he kept on reciting that your nose is like raksha. So he kept on reciting. They became very famous for healing. He healed so many sick people, able to heal with this. So the story is that because of faith, the power of faith. even if it's not teaching, it wasn't from Lama Sutta, it wasn't teaching, you know. But he thought it's teaching, and so it's strong faith, you see. So he chanted on, we know the Larsa, you know the Larsa. So he became famous, very famous healer. So then you see, one time the Lama had some infection in throat. That's the Lama who told him that you know the Larsa. So then the attendant told the Lama, oh, there's some famous healer arrived in the, you see. So the Lama said, yes. Then they called him, and he came, and he came, and then he said, your nose is like Raksha. So then the Lama laughed. Then there was a pass here. Pass bursted. And then I think it was healed. So here the story is the power of devotion, faith. Power of faith, you see. That, what you have to understand is so yeah, so that's what you say. So it says here by Papa Gandhi says, you see, if you don't have a devotion, if you don't have a devotion, then even if you have a intelligence, if you have wisdom, nothing can happen. If you don't have a devotion, then even if you have your mind is intelligent, you see, nothing can happen. So I have one uncle. I have many uncles. So I have one uncle. So I have one uncle. So he's very good. He's very good talking to the police, Nepalese police. When he comes to Lao Do, with the cave, you know, because some Western students said they come to check. You see. So he's very good. If he's there, he's very good talking to the police. And a cup of tea and biscuit, then they go away. So anyway, he passed away some years ago, Ashan Tile. He was a monk before. Much of his life was a monk, but not the latter part of the year. So anyway, so he said, he tell our Kapan monks, you see, our Kapan monks, because you know, many of them leave Kapan and they go to the mountains. With the tourist, you know, to the mountains. Guide or trekking. See, go for jobs. So that my uncle used to say. He used to call those monks who go away, you see, he called unfortunate intelligent being. Unfortunate. So no merit. Intelligent, you know, intelligent but no merit. So cannot stay. So they were unable to live as a monk in the monastery. So my uncle used to say that. So anyway. Okay. So here, Pavangata Jinpa said, if you don't have a fair devotion, then even your wisdom is nothing. See, nothing happens to your life. No realization, see. So, just mentioned here. So, the why need to look at the guru as Buddha? So the answer is because you want profit. You don't want loss in your life. You want profit. So that's the main answer. That's the main reason. You see, why need to practice the guru yoga? So the No, so they, so it says here, once you want profit, in your life, then from the side of the guru, what is Buddha, what is not Buddha, you see, you see, from the disciple side, look at Buddha, then you see that all the success this life, success of future life, everything will be accomplished. From the side of the disciple, look at this Buddha, then all the success this life, future life, everything will happen. So then you see, so anyway, so this, I mentioned that also in the past, the conclusion this, this purpose of this practice, guru, how many months and years, lifetime takes to train the mind, you see, to see Buddha by looking at Buddha. So that is as you know, without that, and then you see, general things that can. Then there's no devotion, pure mind to see the seeing the Buddha, seeing the Guru Buddha. So then cannot receive blessing of the Guru, and then without the blessing Guru cannot achieve realization. So you see, realization of the path of enlightenment. So then you can't do perfect work towards sentient beings, liberating them from oceans of samsara and suffering, and bring them to enlightenment. Bring them to enlightenment. Can't do that. So you see, here now, you see, if you want to help sentient beings, liberate them from oceans of samsara and suffering, numberless sentient beings in this field, liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering. Not only that, you want to bring numbers of the initialism to enlightenment. If this is the goal of your life, and this is what you want, then you need to achieve enlightenment. For that you need to exercise path. Then what am I successful to achieve all the realization path? Then you need to practice, you see. The Lamji Tzawa, Shingya Tenpi Tsuls, root of the path to enlightenment, the correctly devoting virtuous friend. So need that, you see. So the conclusion is that you have to understand. If you want to help sentient beings, you know, free them from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment. And this is your goal of life. This is what you want to do. Then you see, need to this, they need to develop the devotion, seeing it's Buddha. So Gautama Kashyapa Buddha was said, you see, the blue people, his teachings here. It's okay. Just have to complete it. So what the Guru has a great blessing or small blessing, whether the Guru has a great blessing or small blessing, doesn't depend on him or her, you see. It depends on you, the disciple. That's what Gautama Kashyapa said. The same before, you see. So if you look at the Guru, if you look at the Guru as a Buddha, if you're able to see the Guru as Buddha, then you receive that much greater blessing. If you are able to see the Guru, not Buddha, but Bodhisattva, then you receive, you see, that much blessing. So like that, you see. Depending on how much devotion one is able to generate. So yesterday I mentioned the Gautama Kashyapa Buddha was a quotation, but I made small that one mistake that so here see even the from guru side, it's Buddha, you see, even actual Buddha, but from disciple side, if you don't train your mind into devotion, seeing Buddha, by looking at Buddha, seeing Buddha, if you don't train the mind in that, you see, the devotion, then you don't see Buddha, you don't see the gurus. Even from his your heart side is enlightened being, but from your side you don't see, if you don't train the mind in that devotion, you see, devotion to see Buddha. You see, if you don't train the mind in that, you don't see the Guru Buddha. You don't see the qualities. So you see, Buddha, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha himself has limitless qualities. But you see, the Kelong Lepa Karma, Kelong Lepa, a story I mentioned yesterday, Kelong Lepa Karma is the monk who served Buddha 22 years, okay? And then Devadatta. Then Gerong Lepa Karma and Devadatta, you see. So they see Buddha this arm length, see, beams emitting from the Buddha's holy body. This is only what they see, nothing else. And they don't see the Buddha any quality. They cannot see any quality. You know, even those in Shakyamuni Buddha's side, enlightened, numberless, unimaginable eons ago. So, according to Mahayana, you see, what Buddha has shown 12 days in India, you know, achieving enlightenment, Buddha, all that, Mahayana, you see, that is just an act. 12 days is just an act. To us sentient beings, how to practice, why we need practice Dharma, you see, and how to practice Dharma, to show that, you see, and that also contains for noble truth, you see. Yeah, so anyway, why we should practice Dharma, how to practice Dharma, it shows that 12 days with Buddha, you see. So it's for that. So according to Mahayana, Buddha himself enlightened unconceivable eons ago. But according to Hinayana, this is the first time Buddha achieved enlightenment, you see. The 12 days is the first time Buddha achieving enlightenment. This is according to how the Hinayana, what they can understand that. Except, you see, but according to Mahayana, Buddha already enlightened, you know, unconsciously years ago. So that was just an act to sentient beings, why need to practice Dharma and how to practice Dharma to show that, you see, benefits of practicing Dharma. So the Kishe Bhutto said, if you don't have faith, if you don't have a devotion to the Buddhas, then even if you live with Buddha, there's no benefit. That's what I said, I think. But over here, what is it? Lama thala kubamena, lama thala kubamena, sangye nyela tenyang mipen, pena lepe karma shindes. So, if you don't have a devotion to the Guru, even your life depends to Buddha, there's no benefit. Example, like the Bhikshu Lepa Karma. So, who served for 22 years, he was a Buddha, but he only looked at Buddha on a liar. Those were 22 years, he looked at Buddha on a liar. You know, so, yeah, I mentioned the story why he believed Buddha a liar. You know, that girl, when Buddha went for alms, she offered a handful of grain and then put in the Buddha's bag. But Buddha, you see, Buddha predicted immediately the result of that karma is that she will achieve, she will become such a Buddha in the future. So, so then, like karma, is beyond his capacity to understand. So he told Buddha, why Buddha flatter her so much? She gave just one handful of grain to the Buddha. See, so she thinks the Buddha flattered her so much. You see, so he always thinks the Buddha is doing life. So that you see, and then you see, Ale, then you see, so Katam Pachapoto was a Lama Thala Kuvamana, just as a Buddha, this Guru. Kuvamana, if there's no devotion, then even one rely on the Buddha, but no benefit. Like the karma, the monk who served Buddha 22 years, so that you see. So the reason to practice Griha or to look at Buddha is from the side of a disciple. That's the reason. Then how is possible to see the Buddha? You see, the next one that you see. So then you see. Not only that need to look at Buddha, but not only that. I say you can do that. Not only need, but you can do that. So how you can do that? Then you see, if you look at the side of the qualities. If you think that the qualities, then you see devotion rises, and then you see, do not see mistakes, and even some mistakes see, but the devotion rises, and that overwhelms, takes over. So it cannot harm to you, to achieve realization. It cannot harm, you see. So then you see, even seeing mistakes in the Guru, then there's two ways, to become cause to develop devotion. Even seeing mistake, it becomes for you, for the disciple, you see, cause to develop devotion. There are two techniques. So the first of all, it is mentioned in tantric teachings. The tantra of the Vajrapani initiation. See, Lang Dojo Ongu Jules. Lobin Tini Yun Densung, Jenny Nanang Sumisa, Yun Densung, Mudruzo, Jenam Sung, Jenam Sung, Womitu. So that's a very important quotation, there. So, Lobinchini Yundesungs. So look at the Vajra Master. Look at the quality. Neva look at the mistake, wrong. So then, why you do this? Then next two verse explains why you do this. If you look at quality, then the benefit what you get, you achieve realization. If you look at qualities, see, you will achieve realization. If you look at a mistake, having mistake, see, then you don't achieve realization. So that's very clear. So basically, it's for the benefit of the disciple. Because disciple want a profit, doesn't want loss in the life, see. So the profit to achieve enlightenment and to liberate the number of sentient beings from ocean of samsara and bring them to enlightenment. So the profit is the most unbelievable, highest profit. So they say, so it helps for that. So for another example, how you can develop this devotion to seeing Buddha is because for yourself, if you think by thinking your qualities, then you see by looking at your qualities, then you don't see mistakes. Your mistakes, you see. Just another example, you see. How you can do it, Guru. You can develop this devotion of seeing Buddha. How you can do that? So, as an example, even yourself, you see, you look at yourself as quality, you don't see your mistakes. So the mind can, mind changes, you see, so that. So like this, however, the fifth Dalai Lama mentioned, you see, so this is very, very important to write down, these two techniques, very, very, very important to write down there. You see, first of all, understand this one. One container, one liquid. You see, when the human being look at, when we look at, is water. But hungry ghosts, pathas, who doesn't have the merit to see water, you see, who doesn't merit to see water, they see pus and blood. And devas, who has much more merit, collected much more merit than us, they see nectar. In same bowl, same drink. Same bowl, same liquid. But it appears different. You see, pathas, pus blood, us, water. Devas, nectar. So, you see, it is a production. How the three different beings see the one liquid differently. So that is according to that's not from outside. It's according to the how much merit you collect. You know, how much merit you collect. So depending on that, you see, it came from the mind. It's not. It doesn't exist from outside. It came from the mind. You see. So result of how much merit you collect, so you see water, you see nectar, you see pus and blood. So first must understand this one. So for example, this place here we see Gomba, many of objects, nice, you see, clean like that, you see. But the Propathas, hungry ghost, is the same. At the same place here, they don't have this appearance. What appearance we have, they don't have. They, the hungry ghosts, Nikodim, you see, as a very depressed place. Very depressed place, and they like the land is like copper, hot, burned by sun, or hot, burned by even the moon is hot for them. You see, the copper, like copper land, you see, like copper, hot, burned copper, you know, like that, you see, or copper that burned by sun, so like that, you see. So very depressed, nothing no, there's no beauty in the, you see. Here, you see, they don't have the appearance what we have. And their appearance, you see, is so depressed, you know, ugly, so depressed like that. And then devas here, same place where we are, devas, they view as a celestial mansion, you know, something unbelievable, cause some of the most unbelievable quality, you see. The place, you see, the house. So, first, understand this one. This is very, 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 very important. So important. This. So you can see it's from your mind. How you see things is from your mind. It's not from outside. That's so important. When you think of karma, I mean, you know, here, guru devotion, you know, the subject is so important. And then, this one, if we have this, remember this in our daily life, you see, especially when problems, you see. So when, you see, when the problem arises, when you encounter problems, when people harm you, something, you see. Oh, then that time, you know it's from your mind. It's not from outside. It's come from your mind. It's a creation of your mind. You see, so that your karma, so that what appears to you, that person, good or bad, whatever, is come from your mind, your karma. So it's very clear. So you see, so it covers everything. So so this one is very very fundamental as a. Experience, logical experience in the life, and see the meditation techniques. You see, to help the guru devotion realization, okay, to achieve enlightenment. So, so you say, so all of this. So now, Fifth Dalai Lama mentioned, you see. So this very, very important. So for us, protection in your life. Otherwise, you can destroy your enlightenment, just like that. Negative thought rises. Here is anger for your enlightenment destroyed. Your liberation destroyed. So see, then so many eons cannot suffer. Then you see, lower realm and samsara. So eons, unimaginable, cannot achieve realization. See, so this very important. So this example, first understand this example. The next one. So this is not just belief. This is logical, you see, from this production of your mind, your karma, you see. That you see. So, so food or person, 100 people look at it, eat this food, look at this person, one person is by 100 people, somebody say nice, somebody say very good, somebody say ugly, somebody say, you know, in different, so people have different view of this one person. And food, somebody is very delicious, somebody think disgusting, or some, you see, sort of that, you see. So anyway, so Buddha Dalai Lama mentioned, you see. rangsam lopo chwe shengwa la, rangjun lame zebar shawa kun, rangsang yimbar kun dushin pong. So that, so, so this is very important to, you can write down, then you see when your mind, so when your life, mind is in great danger, then it will protect. Ransom law to be shang all us, Rang Jerlam is ever shall goes. Two Rang Jerlam to be shang all us, in the view of the, one's own mind, was a mind there which is a pervaded hallucinated pervaded in the view of one's mind hallucinated pervaded okay as law to be shengola rang jun lamen zebar shawakun Realize your own mistake appeared in the action of the guru. Your mistakes appeared in the action of the guru. Realize all the your mistakes appeared in the action of the guru is your own mistake rangsang then next one abandon as poison So see, poison. So if it says it's poison, see, it's life dangerous. See, so you immediately throw away. So forecast. So that you see, abandon like poison. So do you see? So whatever mistake. So whatever you see. Whatever mistake you see in the action of guru, always. So every time you see, immediately recognize, you see, my mistake manifests in the guru's action for that. So see all of that. So see, if you have black mark here, if you have some infection or if you have some black stuff on your face, if you have some wrinkles on the face, you see, something whatever you see, white hairs or wrinkles or the anyway some black stuff in your face and you look at the mirror you see so that is you see here very good example that so say that's not a mistake that's not the mistake of the mirror you see then you break the mirror. I say, you break the mirror. You think the mistake mirror. You break the mirror. It doesn't help. You see, so so that only if you you do operation and you do operation and you fill up with the creams, the wrinkles, and you know whatever. Then you don't see the wrinkle there, you know, in the mirror. In the black stuff, you don't see that, you see, after you cleaned, you know. So anyway, like that, that's exactly the same. So you see, like that. Oh, that Peter Dalam's advice, you see. So this is very, 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 very important. If you want realization, enlightenment helps in the being, oh, then, see, this is something to be kept. So every time you see, that's one technique. So you see, so you don't think, so you see, you don't think it's a mistake with the mirror, you see, you know. So what happens is they were totally wrong, you see, this mistake of the mirror, you see there. You know, I have a wrinkle, this is... So it looks like you don't have, you know. Looks like you don't have, but the mistake, the mirror's mistake. Mistake of the mirror, you see. Wrinkles and the white hair and the marks, black stuff, whatever, you see. The face. So, you see. So now, for example, this one, you see. You can see, totally you're wrong. Completely you're wrong, you know. It's not mistake mirror. It's what you have. So it's reflected there, you know. So you see, that's all, you see, like that. So then you see, you get angry. Oh, the mirror, mistake mirror, you see, you know. Then you break the mirror, you see. Doesn't help. That doesn't make this, what black stuff you have on the face, whatever, to go away. It doesn't help that, you see. So anyway, so you have to, you know, you have to fix here, not there. You have to fix here, not there in the mirror, you see. So then, if you fix here, then you see nice there in the mirror. So you see. So after all the makeups, then you see in the mirror. So, exactly like that. Exactly. So anyway, so see, so all the time, that you see, not Mr. Mirror, not Mr. Guru there. You see, your mistake manifests there, up here. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing, is, you see, this, why this is happening? Yeah, Pamela Jingpa mentioned that. She said, oh, that's... you see, Vijitivya Thap, you know, means to benefit for sentient beings. Whatever action you see, you know, you see mistakes that you see appear. Oh, this is a method for sentient beings, you know, to subdue the sentient beings. This is skillful means to benefit for sentient beings. So that's see one. So, however, like this. Ngaja tama chuba na nganyo lobe an suzu se. Senjian penta mene ni tama bai suzu ne. So when the five degeneration time, you see, degenerate time, you see, Buddha Bajadara said, Maja Tama Chivana, when the time degenerates, you say, five degenerations of delusion, degeneration of sentient being, degeneration of life, degeneration of view, degeneration of time. So when this happens, you see, Maja Tama Chivana, on the end of the five degenerations, I will manifest as a Lupin Guru, you see. Buddha Bhagavad Gita said, I will manifest as a master, as a guru, you see. Anya Lupin Susan, I will manifest that form. Simjan Penda, meaning, in order to, by aiming to benefit of sentient beings, Simjan Penda, meaning, by aiming to benefit of sentient beings, I will abide as an ordinary person, ordinary being. In order to benefit for sentient beings. So it means the reason why I manifest ordinary being. Or reason ordinary being means having delusion. Ordinary being definition the so one time as soon as I think the Lama Chöpa Guru Pojo commentary requested that the second time I was to Isan Dalama. So as soon as he gave unbelievable comment for Guru Puja. So then he says, mentioned to see the ordinary being, you see, manifesting ordinary being. Buddha manifesting ordinary being. So then he says, mentioned what definition of ordinary being, you see, means having mistakes. Having mistakes, that's the definition of ordinary being. So anyway, however, ordinary being means having delusion, having mistakes and actions, having sufferings, sicknesses and so forth, you see. So that is the definition of ordinary being. So showing the. So here, quotation, Guru Bhajda said, Maja Tama Chivana, Nanyalabhasa, I will manifest as a Guru, I will manifest as in order to benefit for the sentient beings, I'll abide in ordinary form. You know, benefit of sentient beings, I'll abide in ordinary form. So then, Buddha told Buddha told to Bodhisattva meaningful to behold it. Buddha said, you see, Bodhisattva meaningful to behold said that, you see, now you are giving us teaching, you are guiding us, but in the future, you know, who will guide us? Means after Buddha passed away, you see. So then Buddha said, don't worry, don't worry. Buddha said, hi, Kai, you know, meaningful to behold. I will manifest degenerate time, I will manifest as abbot, as master, you see. But this means to say, but master, that is then I will show also, I will show also rebirth, old age, sickness, and death. I will show. So, for example, Buddha in India, he said, showing 12 days, Buddha showed passing away. So like that, see, actually, the Buddha is not dead. Buddha is not dead. Unimaginable years ago, Buddha achieved enlightenment. So Buddha is not dead. Even the arahats who are free from samsara, there's no death, you see, caused by karma delusion, as we have, we don't have. So therefore, with Buddha, I will manifest, you know, I will reveal, you see, birth, old age, sickness, and death. Mm. So Buddha said that, you see. He will manifest, you see. So manifest means doesn't have those problems, but show to benefit, to help sentient beings, you know, to show that, see. Means that. So, yeah. So, so there's many quotations. So, however, say. So our mind is, you see, so obscured, so deluded, you know, that we can't see even the backside of our head. Or you can't see even your face. You know, I can't see my face. Not only the backside, but even the front I can't see. You see? So ignorant, so defiled. You know, not only you can't see the backside, but even the front can't see. You know, you can't see inside your body. You can't see your backside. That's what his own song would say. But is he unable to see past future life? But even you can't see. So because you don't see past future life doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Because you don't see your backside. You don't see your backside. So that means it doesn't exist, your backside, you know. So anyway, so you see, so deluded, so obscure, you see. So that's the, what's the, so, just a short, okay. I didn't finish up there. For example, this one way to think is this aggregates, okay? This aggregates. Pumbu, this aggregates. Say. You know, it's blood and bones and all this. You know, it's when doctors do operation, you see all, you know, So, and you see, it's like a separate tank and toilet here, you see. You know, like Nagarjuna said, 32 dirty things inside, you see. So anyway, this is what this about, you see. Mitsangwa is unclean, dirty. So, you see. But you see, that's what, you know, if your body is not washed, sooner or later a terrible smell, you see. And if you don't wash, you know, terrible smell of the mouth, terrible smell all over. So anyway, yeah, see, and that's all dirty, you see. But then we believe so clean, you know. So pure, so clean, you see. Oh, totally wrong. See, then the then you see, the pleasure, you see, say, yeah. What a feeling? What it feels, you see, the pleasure and suffering. And in a different way. However, what it is, experience of pleasure, you see. The samsara pleasure, okay? And that is suffering will change, you know. That is suffering, only natural suffering, see. So for example, when you are hungry, hunger is created by the action not eating food. So the minute when you eat the first spoon of food, then you see, another suffering stopped from great hunger. You see, and another suffering began from small. So by eating this first spoon of food, discomfort already started, but it's very, very small. It's unnoticeable. So more and more you eat, then the discomfort gradually increases. So the discomfort started already from the first spoon of food, but it's very unnoticeable. So another suffering stopped, another suffering began. Oh, so that one is called pleasure. That one is called pleasure, comfort. So all the samsara comfort, all the samsara pleasure, it's all like this. Another suffering stopped from great, another suffering began from small. So everything is like this. All the samsara pleasure, you know, say music all the sensual pleasures, sleep, service, music, pleasure, sex, whatever, all the things, it's all like this. Another suffering stop from great, another suffering begin from small. So that you call pleasure. So that's why the pleasure, that's why samsara pleasure doesn't continue. That's why it doesn't continue, cannot increase. Reason is that. No matter how much you try, it doesn't continue, doesn't increase. But dharma happiness can continue, can complete. So all the samsara pleasure is natural suffering. Suffering will change. So now brings, you see, all the natural suffering like that. Okay? All the samsara pleasure. Not happiness. The dharma happiness, you see. All these by exercising bodhicitta, by realizing emptiness, all the, realization of tantra, not that. Okay? So anyway, so we have all this ignorance. natural impermanence. All this, I guess, natural impermanence that is changing not only day by day, hour by hour, also changing minute by minute, second by second, due to being under the control of karma delusion, and changes even within second. It decays second by second, even within second. So that slightest impermanence, subtlest impermanence, you see. So all this nature of impermanence like that. And the control of karma, okay? So therefore it's not permanent, you see. But if we believe it's permanent, you see. So do not see this, do not realize, you see. That this is reality, but our mind do not realize. So then you see, no self, you see. There's no real I, you see, existing, you see. There's no real I, existing from such. As I mentioned before, totally non-existent, right there, from where it is appearing. It's totally non-existent right there. See, if you analyze, this is what you see. So we don't see, that's the reality, but our mind, you see, believe, then at all time, you see, this false eye is real. This real eye appearing, is this true? 100%, present right in there. See? There's so many hallucinations. You know? There's all this reality our mind doesn't see. So in our life there's many so many things, you know, hallucination like this, yeah, that we don't realize, you see. So anyway, so this, so we cannot see, in the aspect of Buddha, we cannot see pure aspect. Cannot see, you know, the manifested aspect of Buddha, Sambuddhikaya, Nimanakaya, Sambuddhikaya, you know, the higher beings can see. Only they can see, so we cannot see that. And Nimanaka, the new bodhisattvas who has achieved part of merit, there are three levels, small, great, small, middle, great, who has achieved great. They see the Buddha's Nimanaka aspect. So, one hasn't achieved that realization, so cannot see the Buddha's Nimanaka aspect, and the aspect of Buddha, you see. So therefore, not at all we cannot see an aspect of Buddha, as pure aspect of Buddha. See. So only what is left, the aspect that you can see, is only the ordinary aspect. Only the ordinary aspect. Having delusion, having sickness, suffering, having mistaken action. So only this what we can see. You know? What this mind, present level of mind can see, is all of that. So therefore, you see, what benefits us, what helps us, is only this aspect, ordinary aspect. So see, otherwise, pure aspect of Buddha, cannot see. And with that aspect, cannot teach Dharma directly to us. Cannot teach Dharma, cannot give initiation, cannot give vows, no way. See? So, what you can see is the ordinary aspect, according that exactly fit according to present level of mind, the impure, the flow of mistakes. Only with this aspect, see, then you can see and you can communicate, can give teachings to you. All transmission, commentary, all transmission, commentary, and then I say, vows, okay? Sutra, three kinds of the guru. Three kinds of guru, sutra. The Navatantra, initiations, commentaries, and explaining tantra, commentaries, then giving advice. So the three kinds of guru are the tantra, you see. So with this ordinary, only with this ordinary aspect, you can get this. So each of the guru here, one visualizes, you see. The most precious one in your life. Each of these ordinary aspects, you know. Guru, see, manifesting this. Wow. The most precious in your life. This most precious, you know. Ordinary aspect, you know, that you can see and receive all this. Oh, your wish freedom, your all the wishes, fulfilling your all the wishes, you know, temporary ultimate happiness, enlightenment, you know, to perfect world to our sentient beings, perfect world, see, liberate them from oceans of something, bring them to enlightenment, everything. Each of these aspects, fulfilling all your wishes. To this, the most precious one in one's life. The most precious one in one's life.
So it's very good, and so that's very good that you see, even with the succession of yoga, or it's, so there you see, talks about Guru there, the longer version, you see, so that it says the, you know, the kinder than all the Buddhas, Guru, Guru is kinder than, more kind than all the Buddhas, you see. So Buddha, Buddhas, you cannot see. In that pure aspect, cannot see. Cannot receive teachings directly. Anything. But these gurus, you see, in the ordinary aspect, all these teachings about Amit Sutra, all this, you know, you can see. Because manifest according to your mind, you know, the obscured mind, the impure mind is manifest. Yeah? So we have missed all these things. So then you can receive all these things, guidance, you see. So you can receive all the guidance, you know. So you see, it's the most humble person. So then you see, it's very good to how most precious, how kind. So you see, if one good guru, how many you see, something, you see this, develop this, you see, how most precious, how kind, how most precious, kind. So you see, in mana, you see, like this, to meditate, you see, to develop this. You know, the realization is how so precious. See. Then, you know, then you see, that brings kindness by revealing Dharma to the happiness of life. Then liberation comes out there, you know, enlightenment. So, see, all that, by thinking that all those methods revealing you brings you to enlightenment. You know, all those little levels of happiness that bring life. Then you see, how most kind. So, this is very, very good. So, so you see, so here you see, so if not manifested, if you see now, if not manifested, you see. In the ordinary aspect, you see, in this ordinary aspect, if this not manifest to me, you see, if this ordinary aspect not manifest to me, you see, so, without this ordinary aspect, you see, that I can see, guiding me, then my life is totally lost, completely lost in samsara, see. So it's like the child. It's like the child in a desert, you see. Hot desert, you see. Child left there alone. There's nobody there. You know, like that, you see. Totally lost. Or in the forest, you know, where there's tigers, all this, no light, all those tigers and all those vicious animals, and in the forest. So there's nobody helping you. So that total lost your life, you see. So like that child, you see. So then, so here,
Khazawan Lama, Khazakatam, one Katambakeshading. No, one, I think one Lama mentioned it. Katambakesh, yes. Somebody mentioned that. So how fortunate I am. That I don't see the Guru in the form of animals. Not in the form of dog and donkeys. To be able to see human form, to be able to see the Lama in human form, how fortunate I am. So the Lama mentioned that. You see. Yeah, so I think, sorry. That is very important. That's true. I mentioned one, Pivot Dalamas, then not this one. You see, seeing mistake, how to use that to develop your devotion, not to lose devotion, but to develop devotion. The two techniques, okay. That's very, 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 very important. Must write down and must know that. So then you see unbelievable protection, you see, to the life, you see, so without obstacle to achieve your goal and enlightenment and enlighten to liberate the numberless sentient beings from oceans or something like that and bring enlightenment. Okay, so that. So this is extremely important, you know, to know this. Then even the meditation, you know, that through the prayer, see, itself, this was most important meditation technique in the Guru, in the Guru devotions. Dear all the past, present, future, may this glory continue, may this glory be number of sentient beings, may the bodhicitta be expressed in one's heart, in the hearts of one's family members, in the hearts of everybody, in the hearts of all the students, all the benefactors in this world, in the organization, our projects and centers, and those who serve the organization, but who are serving now, and then also rely on my promised prayer, whose name is given to me to pray, including those, then everybody in this world, okay? Buddhists should be generous in everybody in this world, and especially leaders of the world, especially the leaders of the world, and leaders of mainland China and the population there, and then all the other countries with so much war, so much problem, so much suffering, the tsunamis and so forth, this and that, and so all those, okay? All those people and the leaders of those countries, I made the Buddhists to actualize in everyone's heart, without delay, second, okay? And then in the hearts of all the sentient beings without delay, in second, bodhicitta, and whose heart bodhicitta may be increased. Chanjo sime jo rimbo che ma je pa na ma je jo che va ya ba me ba ye go ne ya go do ya be wa Ah.
re ra ve go ve shin ga man de re ben dang a yan de wa yam a le ai chung ve ne che re se wa ten ze ja so ye sha be a se de pa to ya ten jo ro Sonye Ninje Sondo Jebe La Jeje Sanze Kanze Tendro Chana Bemo Tenze Jaso La Sowande Shede Lundro Isho
You know the past, which is made as from the same as correct for the present, then as the made in this world, and all the students, all the supporters, all the benefactors, and all those who serve the organization who are serving now, all our yourself, all the family members, and all the students who are coming, who came in the past to learn Dharma here. I mean the Buddhist Center will come now, who will come in the future, then all the organizers. then you see, in all the lifetimes, Lama Tsongkhapa Bhagavan Mahayana, the direct guru to us. Then Nibbabhi is separated from the pure path, which is admired by all the Buddhas.
Tera kundu njawa tsongkawe techo shenye muso tsepe tu jyawe ngakpe langsang tenye tsang keche tsang rao mangyo nje.
This is the past, but the so they made this world, filled with the perfect peace and happiness, and they made everybody live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. And whatever they do, it made it become only cause for happiness for all sentient beings and enlightenment.
I mean, nobody experienced war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangers, fire, water, air, earthquakes, tsunami, and so forth. Nobody in this world experienced this fire. May this world filled with perfect peace and happiness by extracting Bodhicitta.
Did all the past, but which made it, collect material, I made it, collect by numbers and things, Buddhas, that which, that which exists, but it was totally empty from society. May the I was totally empty, exist but totally empty from society. Then the Lama Tsongkhapa says enlightenment, which is empty, which exists but empty from society. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are totally empty from their side. To that, Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but is totally empty from its side. Bhamasara alone, who exists but do not exist from its side, who is totally empty. I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy extensive and digital Buddhist of some of the Bhagavad Gita Gosha is realizes I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow to, in same way as the Titan Buddhists have dedicated their merits. May the challenge in particular Lama Tsongkhapa teaching may be spread in all the world, flourish forever in this world by completely actualizing that in the house of that house of all the students, supporters, and everybody in this here, students and the staffs here at the center. And there was once a family member something like that.
这些叫我总高表说说难办办我给这些猫些我在等着猫了早晚上大的现在这算大人这边做年来天天叫我来说
大破夜天把夜梦中着独自相信永远的人间有的光子多